Now, we're going to highlight Judas in just a bit, but I'm going to talk about him real quick. Obviously, Judas, even those who wouldn't agree with us, as far as our stance is concerned, would say Judas was not saved.
Amen.
Judas is in hell today.
Yep.
The Bible says that Judas is the son of what? Perdition, right? That means he's in hell, okay? He split hell wide open. He's been there for the last 2,000 years, burning for betraying the Lord, right? He wasn't saved, nor did he get saved. Now look at Matthew 27, verse number 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, what does it say? Repented himself. And brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. So here we see that Judas, he repented himself. He repented. Even to the extent that he brought back the money. And look what verse 4 says. Saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. I mean, he was sorry. He's like, I've sinned. I messed up. Now let me ask you something. Did Judas go to heaven?
No.
The Bible says he's the son of perdition. So this guy who repented, he felt sorry for his sin. He even brought back the money. He turned over a new leaf. He's still in hell today. You know why? Because he didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why.